Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Hump Day. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully your Wednesday's off to a good start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, Andy Bunker. Hopefully everybody's out there being safe with this rain and everything like that as some weather seems like it's coming through for the rest of the week. So just be safe and everything out there on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. It's beautiful because
beautiful to be alive.
We're here. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're here and we are alive.
Yeah, we're the sunshine you need.
Yes. We're the what?
The sunshine.
Yeah.
It may be raining outside. It might be cold, whatever. The weather's coming through. But Andy and Randy, for the next 3 hours, from 11 to 2, are on-demand sunshine.
But we got you, though. And that's the thing about it. We got you, man. As we get ready, you know, it's about to be a slow week. I mean, obviously, pitches and catches. I heard Grant this morning. Grant McCauley, he was on with the morning shift this morning. So, you know, he's down there getting ready and everything like that as we approach the baseball season. And hopefully it doesn't disappoint. You know, I know that we were talking. I was listening to a conversation this morning about the Dodgers and everything like that, and it's over already. And you know, Clayton Kershaw's going back, and all those different. It's a wrap from LA. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what.
Whatever.
I will say that's what a lot of people were thinking about the Braves last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to win 110 and blah blah blah, and we keep forgetting. We always forget this.
We got to play the game.
Humans play sports, and humans get hurt and make mistakes and have down seasons and all these different kinds of things. I don't know. The Dodgers on paper are pretty damn good.
Yeah.
They won the World Series last year, and they went out and spent more money this offseason. So, sure. But the Braves are pretty damn good on paper as well when healthy. The problem is just when's everybody going to be healthy?
Right.
And that's kind of the, I don't know what the right word is. Like obviously there's excitement for the beginning of the season. You're looking forward to seeing your favorite team play, but it's not even really going to be the total favorite team until at some point throughout the spring.
Right.
And I mean late spring before, you know, before June. When Acuna and Strider and everybody's back in the roster and on the
rotation.
Just
everybody stay healthy till they get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Everybody stay healthy until they get back.
Yeah, I mean, last year was an unmitigated disaster. It sucked. Every time somebody got healthy, somebody else got hurt. Every time somebody good started playing up to their standard, somebody also good got hurt.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna never even played good, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it was awful. The whole year. And what's crazy about that is Chris Sale won the Cy Young, and you made the playoffs.
Yep.
And it still sucked. Yep. Like, that's what last year was. And so, you know, hopefully this year isn't anything like that. You know, there's plenty of reasons to be excited about the team because of what the lineup is. There's some reasons to look at it, too, and be like, all right, I wonder, you know, how's the rotation going to hold up?
Right.
They lost a lot of guys and didn't add a lot of guys back. Now they've got the track record of getting, you know, better performances than expected out of young guys. I mean, Schwellenbach did last year something that we expected him to do.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to expect our hope for that from some of the young guys that are at the back end of the rotation.
Ian Anderson changed his number back to when he was good.
There you go.
There we go.
We're a step in the right direction.
Yeah, there we go.
And who knows? They could still add a guy before the season starts. They could make a move. They could add a player in season in a trade or something like that.
Or a who? You know what I mean? Like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, yeah.
They're impactful player.
Yeah, yeah.
You just never know.
They've done that, too. So, yeah, I mean, look, I'm excited that it's here. I'll be honest, it's not. Yeah. You know? I'm excited that Grant and some of the reporters are in Florida, and the, you know, pitchers and catchers have reported and all that. The first spring training game isn't still for 10 days, and the first game isn't for a month and a half.
Right.
So, yeah, no,
we'll get there.
We'll ramp up to it.
We'll get
but
there.
But I don't know that I'm fully diving into the Braves' positional battles right now.
How many spring training games y'all going to watch?
How many what?
Spring training games.
Oh, they're on TV?
Yeah. Every single one of them will be on TV at some point.
Oh, I never, ever even thought that. No, I'm not going to, but I would never lie to you. I would never do that. When do the Stripers get back? Because you know that's our new place to go now.
Well, since my wife discovered. You're basically a Striper season
ticket holder.
Since
my wife discovered how much fun it is to go to a Striper game. So when do they start?
Well, the good news is a lot of the guys you watched last year at the Stripers are competing for the fourth and fifth starting spots for the Braves this year.
You know, she thought about talking about getting season tickets.
I'm not surprised by that.
I was like, lady. What's wrong with you?
How much does a
April 1st?
How much does a Striper season ticket package run you?
I don't know.
Can't imagine it's probably pretty reasonable.
I didn't know you could get Striper.
You can get
season tickets.
You can get season tickets to anything.
Yes, yes.
My father-in-law has season tickets to the Tuscola Mountaineers home football game.
Yes. He gets to sit in the middle part with the cushions.
He gets a cushion, yeah. That's exactly what it is. He gets a cushion, and I think he gets like a free program every game.
Oh, the kids love going there. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine and dandy, but we don't need no damn season tickets. You know what I mean? No. What about, because our good friends up there, they have like a sweet looking thing. What about one of those? Listen here, lady. Listen, not the sweet. It's like they, you know, the table, the big table with their name on that right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like
a VIP section.
Yeah, like listen here, lady. Somebody, well, you could put Andy and Randy on the table, and Andy could. I mean, obviously she throws you in, and Andy and Ashley, they could use it too. Wouldn't that be great? like, lady.
Hey, I will say this.
Stop.
I will say this. I don't know if this helps, hurts, or whatever, but it's just something that I'm going to say. We would love to go to a Strippers game with you guys this summer.
No doubt. We'll do that.
We'll bring the kids out there. We'll go to the Stripers game. I know it's much more on your side of town than ours, but we'll come over and we'll go to a Stripers game because I haven't been to one in a long time. Yes. I went to a Stripers game, I think, when Ronald Acuna was in the minor league system.
Damn,
they weren't the Stripers then.
That's a long time.
Maybe they were. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a long time ago when I went to one of those games. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll come over and go.
Okay, sounds good, man.
Go to a Stripers game.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a good time. The Hawks are at Madison Square Garden tonight.
F.U. Trae Young started already this morning when they woke up?
Yeah, probably. Probably. They still like to chant that one at him. Karl Anthony Towns is really good.
Dude, did you see him last night?
Yes, I did.
This dude was
I'm willing to backtrack on some of the slander.
I don't know.
I know he's always been really good. I didn't think that the move that they made to get him was going to be as impactful as it was for either team.
Right.
Like, I thought the Timberwolves were going to be just fine, and I thought the Knicks was like, all right, I guess, but you're kind of actively choosing to make your team a little bit less tough. I keep forgetting, toughness in the NBA in 2025 is not really, it helps, but it's not like it's like a top priority.
Right.
Nah, you know, shooting and playmaking, which is what he is.
This dude was outstanding last night.
Played great.
Passes he was throwing last night, he was on, and then Jalen Brunson struggled all night. And for them to get that win, he was outstanding last night, man. But, you know, Trey, he always plays well there. And I don't anticipate anything different than that tonight. I think he's going to go to Madison Square Garden, put on a damn show tonight. And we'll just see.
They played well against the Knicks this year. And I know that was with Jalen Johnson, but they played well with him.
I think it's going to be a good game heading into the All-Star break. And, you know, this team is 3-0 since the trade deadline. And we'll just see how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it yesterday with the level of talent with this team is. It's a lot of backups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a lot of backup guys.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it went from a lot of, like, the season basically was, it was a lot of upside. It was a lot of what can you see, what can you learn about these young guys as a group, and what's the ceiling at this point of their journey together. And then when Jalen Johnson gets hurt, it kind of derails that a little bit.
Yes.
And I've said this multiple times this season, like when they were all healthy and playing together and they had worked their way into like the fifth seed, whatever, in the East, and before Jalen Johnson got injured and they won that game against the Celtics in overtime, the upside felt like
this is
further along than I thought it would be at this point. Like these guys are really playing better basketball as a unit. Obviously him getting hurt changes that. They're just not going to be a team that competes for a 4 or 5 seed really in the East. they're still in the play-in mix.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, even without him, they're kind of there, which feels disappointing because that's where they've been for 3 years now. This will be 4 years in a row. But then they pivoted and made the moves that they made to try to clear up some money for the summer. Now they got to cash in on that money for the summer. But, yeah, they're still just as good as any of the teams in the middle, which is, again, not where you want to be. In the middle is not great. It's like a slightly different middle than it was,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, like, it was an older middle with a lot of money committed to it 2 years ago. Now it's a younger middle with veterans that'll be off the roster in the next couple of years that they traded for. It's not great.
Like, no,
I'm not trying to sell you on it being amazing or anything like that. But yeah, I mean that's what it is. They're probably going to be in the play-in, and you know, hopefully they get out of it this year.
I mean, I think that's going to be the thing. Is like, I mean, what is the play-in? 6, 7? No,
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. Okay,
10.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Are they one of the best 10 teams in the East right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So they should be at least 10.
There's 15 teams.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Buck? I mean, they should be at least 10, you would think.
Well,
you know?
they'll be better than that. They'll probably be 8 or 9.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, the Bulls are 10th right now.
Dude.
The Bulls lost by 70
I swear to you, I thought it was a misprint. I said, did I say 70-23?
Yeah.
In an NBA game?
Yeah, the score
What the hell is happening?
The score was 71-30-something at halftime.
They're like what the hell's going on?
Or 29 at halftime or something like that.
That's I feel bad for Kevin Herter. Bring him on home, man. just bring him on home, man. You know what I mean? Feel bad for Lonzo. How about this? How about Jello is the first ball player, first ball brother to perform at the All-Star game?
Is that right?
Yeah. LaMelo Ball. No, he's Jello. Yeah, Jello is performing his song at the All-Star game.
And neither of his brothers have been All-Stars.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Who knew?
Against all odds, Jello Ball, first All-Star.
Who knew?
So he's performing that song, huh?
Yeah, man.
That's a tough one to perform in a crowd like that because you're going to have to, he's going to have to edit it so much. You know?
What do you mean?
Every other words, I mean, the best part about that song is saying the words.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, I'm sure there's a radio edit. I'm sure there's a radio.
Does that song get played on the radio?
I don't know.
You think they play that on V103?
I don't know.
Like, that's a huge song.
It's a big song.
Yeah.
I don't know if they play it on V103 or not.
Huh.
You know? But, I mean,
I never thought about that.
Didn't they play Hit 'Em Up on the radio? But it kind of blurred it out a little bit.
Oh, lots of famous songs have been changed for the radio. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's doing that yet or not.
Oh.
I'm not sure if he is. Maybe he's got a record deal.
Yeah,
performing at the All-Star game.
You could figure stuff out, man.
Yeah, you radio edit it. This show's radio edited every day in real time.
Yeah.
You should hear what we sound like during the breaks or on the Off the Cuff podcast.
Yeah.
You can hear how we sound on the Off the Cuff podcast, by the way, just by downloading and subscribing to the Andy and Randy podcast.
Yeah.
It's that simple. It's available every single. We just did one. It was really good. We talked about shoes.
Yes, about the infatuation of shoes.
Yeah,
and it's I saw the funniest thing because it made me think of my man Hugh, and people were talking about as the old farts like us when they get them shoes, got them. Like, do you
Hugh Douglas sneakerhead?
Do you ever grow out of being a sneakerhead? I don't think you do. Do you?
No, you just get money finally.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah. Do you ever grow out? Like, if you're saying you're a 60-year-old sneakerhead. Is that weird? Like, I would think 60, you wearing loafers every day. You know, I would think, I mean, because there's nothing funnier than why. And I got some partners whose daddy, they cool daddy. They cool cats and everything. And his papa be dressing like younger than me.
Uh-huh.
You know, pops had him jeans with like the holes in them. Yeah, with the holes in them, with the J's, and I just feel like, all right,
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
But yeah, no, that is interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but you got to think, though, too, like, people that are 60 now, like, grew up in their 20s when Jordans were coming out,
okay,
40 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to calculate that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, so.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when do you age out of. No,
I don't think you have to.
I want to say age out of cool because they cool as hell. But like,
I think you age into cool.
You think so?
I think you get cooler.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I think the coolest people in the world are probably 73.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
They're not 20, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, they're there. These young-ass dorks, and I'm raising them.
Yeah, they're not them. Yeah. No, I think, I don't know, like your mom's one of the coolest people I ever met in my life.
Yeah, my mom,
I'm not saying she's 73, I know she's not. But
yeah, but she's cool. Mama cooler than the fan.
My mom's the coolest person in our family.
Cooler than the fan. Don't worry about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate the, I don't want to say the wrong word and call them old.
No.
We need to celebrate the elders.
The season.
You know?
Yeah.
Celebrate their wisdom.
Celebrate the wisdom. Stop celebrating the youngsters. They're dumb. They don't know anything. Remember how dumb you were when you...
Yes.
I was so dumb. I'm still dumb. All right. Thanks for listening. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.